Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're grappling with COVID cases and whether it's as lethal as it was originally projected, whether it still is lethal, whether it's more infectious, I think the majority of the country want to get back to doing what they're doing. They want to get back to manning their restaurant, manning their store, going back to school, going back and praying. And in Judaism, we just had the High Holy Days. And for the High Holy Days, you're not really supposed to be using electricity. You're not supposed to be watching TV. You're not supposed to be turning on a computer. You're not supposed to be driving. You're supposed to be in temple, and you're supposed to be praying. And you're supposed to pray with others, and you can social distance, but, you know, you're not supposed to be Zooming a, shall we say, a service. Gratefully, many temples did offer Zoom, and they did offer internet options. But for those of us that take Yom Kippur and the High Holidays, Rosh Hashanah, very, very seriously, we don't want to, you know, I mean, we don't want to, you know, use the niceties that, you know, the world provides when we're supposed to be just fasting and praying, especially during Yom Kippur. Well, in my neck of the woods, we still had restrictions on temples, and they didn't get lifted till after the High Holidays. So I know there were grumblings, but I don't think it really went too far. Well, the High Holy Days is the start of multiple holidays that happen during the fall season. You got Sukkot, you got Simchat Torah, you got, you know, tons of holidays. And, you know, the Jews were being religious. I mean, if there was ever a time to pray to God and to pray for our country, because in Judaism, not only, you know, do we pray for our family and we pray, but we pray for our enemies. We pray for our country. We pray for Israel. We pray for, you know, health and peace and for us all to be inscribed in the book of life and all that. You know, and we, you know, in the older days celebrate the harvest coming. And so, you know, there are things that we feel we need to do so we don't have a crappy 2021. And Governor Cuomo had cited last week that he was going to go after communities that wouldn't follow the strict social distancing guidelines. He had yellow zones, orange zones, red zones, and the red zone included Orthodox temples where you couldn't have more than 10 people. Now, in Judaism, you need at least 10 in order to start a service or prayer. You need a minyan. You need a minimum of 10. So the 10 allowed that, so the temple could still, I guess, beacon, you know, the prayer of the service for others. But it was very frustrating to hear that come out of Governor Cuomo's mouth when he was going to go after religious groups when just months ago there's still riots and crime, and you don't hear that sort of passion of going after those that are lighting places on fire or burglarizing or whatever. So I believe many Catholic churches have also been closed, and I believe the Catholic Diocese has sued in New York, you know, for this infringement on their rights. However, the judge sided with Governor Cuomo in terms of a temporary restraining order, not allow, you know, forcing them to close, but they asked for a restraining order on that, because I guess police are standing outside the churches and temples making sure you don't have more than 10. I mean, it if somebody took an image of it and they made it black and white, you would seriously think this was something coming out of, you know, pre-Nazi or Nazi-era Europe. And so when the Catholic when the Catholics asked for a restraining order, it got denied because the judge called it, you know, a public health emergency. In fact, I think his wording was that the government is afforded wide latitude in managing the spread of deadly diseases under the Supreme Court's precedent. So this is just the beginning. All right. I mean, there's going to be lawsuits galore over people who lost their businesses, you know, kids' education, lack of healthcare access, not, you know, being able to, you know, get the care they need because, you know, the clinics were closed, or all sorts of stuff is going to come out. And they're going to keep trying to protect themselves under this cloak of it was a deadly disease. And if I was an attorney, I would poke so many holes through that because, again, with this latest CDC data and the lack of data of how many heart attacks, pneumonias, flu cases we had in 2020, if all that number was blurred, you're going to have to kind of prove to us that COVID was deadlier than flu plus heart attack plus pneumonia plus COVID combined. All right. I mean, if COVID is one of the pronged, you know, shall we say, if the morbidity that we had in America, you know, it, I guess, encompassed COVID among everything else, that has to be filtered out. That has to be dissected out. And then if I was a lawyer, I'd also say, so then why, you know, what about the protests? How come you're going after churches, temples, fining them $15,000 a pop for trying to pray? Yet where are all the fines with what happened with, you know, well, yeah, well, protests are, and I'm for protests. I'm not for rights. I'm for protests. Protests are protected under the Constitution. But so is religious liberty. So if you are going to protect protests, you have to protect religion too. Well, we have a deadly disease. Again, yeah, but there were hundreds, if not thousands, of protests. Okay? You know, memorials. And that you got to be consistent. And, you know, what was it where President Trump, he wanted to have a rally in Nevada, I think it was Northern Nevada, and they wouldn't let him, so he called it a protest so he would be protected. I mean, maybe that's what religions have to do, is they have to say, guys, we're going to protest for Sukkot, or protest for Simchat Torah, or we're going to have to protest for Hanukkah or Purim. And, you know, maybe the Catholics are going to have to do a protest on Christmas Day. I hate to say it that way, but, if you know, it's kind of unfair to attack and fine somebody who's trying to practice their religion when you just weeks before did nothing, when cases were even higher. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. From what we understand, Dak Prescott's doing well. Quarterback of Dallas Cowboys had sustained a compound fracture. Means broke through the skin, as well as a dislocation of his right ankle yesterday in the game against the Giants in the third quarter. From what we understand, he had surgery and is doing well. Not sure if he's going to have a return to season, but we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also, breaking news, Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court hearings are going on right now, too, so we'll kind of keep you guys updated on that. But many of your questions that I've received over the last couple weeks is what's happening to the Las Vegas Strip and why is there an uptick in violence? And is it still safe to come out? Absolutely safe to come out. I think Las Vegas is safer than many other places, especially the Strip. And in fact, some of the local news stations have interviewed tourists, and they're like, no, we're still good. But it is something we need to talk about. We are hearing about shootings. I think there was a shooting yesterday near the Miracle Mile shops. on the Las Vegas Strip, there's been fights and stabbings and all sorts of different things throughout the weeks. When you look at the numbers compared to what's going on in Chicago or what happened at Chaz in Seattle, numbers are way lower. But it is a different look. It is a different feel in Las Vegas. And, you know, when we were talking to the detective last week on the show, you know, he had brought up that, you know, we have lower rates of rooms that are drawing in crowds. And some of these crowds, you know, might not be kind of used to the whole, you know, Vegas atmosphere where you don't really kind of get into a fight in the middle of a casino. You know, I mean, I looked up some of the room rates. Some of the, our hotels used to be not New York prices, but easily $250 a night. I'm seeing right now some of these hotels that were about $250 a night are down to $84 a night. So for those of us in Las Vegas who like staycations, it's a great time to do it. I mean, there are some steals with these hotels. Beautiful rooms, beautiful resorts, beautiful pools. I think the pools are still open. So, I mean, I still feel safe, and I've gone down to the Strip. But it is different, all right? I notice it's different. I notice that it's, you know, people aren't dressing up. I notice people are, you know, they're still getting drunk, and, you know, but it's not the, you know, yay, I'm having a bachelor party, and I'm getting drunk, and I want to get laid sort of drunk. It's the, are you up in my face sort of drunk. So, you know, that is a little different, too. You know, is it the party atmosphere, or is it a, you know, we're kind of frustrated? And when you look at tourism, I think it really matters on why they're coming out, okay? If we haven't had weddings, if we haven't had graduations, if we're not supposed to have parties, then that's not what's driving this next wave of tourism. And that's kind of important. You know, the bridal showers, they stick to themselves, except they try to mingle and find the guys or whatever. And same thing with the, you know, with the, you know, with the bachelor parties and, you know, with the, you know what, we're just going to celebrate our honeymoon. You aren't getting honeymooners. You're not getting college students saying we're going to go crazy. You're not getting that because we're still supposed to be in the anti-party. You're not supposed to party. You're not, so the people coming to Vegas are the ones, you know, telling themselves, and I don't blame them, they're the ones that are stressed. And they're like, look, okay, we usually can't afford a vacation like this. We have a little extra money now. We don't know what the heck is going on. We can't go and visit family. You know, we can't do the trip we wanted to. Let's just go to Vegas. And even though Vegas is great and it's a fun holiday, but it's, you know, when you go to Vegas, you don't want to be worried about money because you want to walk by a table and you want to put, you know, $100 on black 17, play roulette, or you want to play, you know, craps. Don't play the field. Field's not a good bet. All right. But you want to put some money on the pass. You want to roll and, you know, or you want to, you know, play blackjack. And instead, when you walk into the casino, it's not, you know, it's not like we want your money. And it's not very inviting, and it's not very fun, and it's not very party atmosphere. You know, the showgirls, there's showgirls walking around the Strip, beautiful, but they got a mask on. That's eerie. That freaks people out a little bit. Security guards have masks. Now, what's very interesting about that is when we're talking about the uptick in violence, okay? If I see a security guard in a mask, versus if I see somebody in security and I see his whole face and I see his facial expression, you know, like, you know, he's gonna tase me or throw me onto the floor or I'm going to be in trouble if I continue doing the behavior I'm doing. I'm probably more fearful of the one whose face I see. But when you see security guards have to wear a cloth mask or a surgical mask, I think it does kind of knock down the fear factor. And I think when some people are drunk, they're like, wait a second, this guy's worried about his mask. All I have to do is take off his mask, and then now I could basically you deflower him that way, and then you could knock him out. No, no, see, it's not about the mask. However, yeah, if a security guard is caught without a mask and somebody takes a picture of that, that hotel could lose its license. So security guards may be less, shall we say, they might be less enthusiastic about accosting people. Also, we're supposed to social distance. So if here you are, someone, you know, that likes to cause mayhem, and you're like, I'm going to get Trump, and I'm going to insult people, and I'm going to whatever, and you see that you have security guards who are social distancing themselves. You see, if I saw three dudes, right, together with no mask, I'm like, I'm not going to mess with them. But if you see one guy with a mask here and another guy with a mask all the way over there, another guy with a mask all the way over there, yeah, they could be an issue. They could converge. But psychologically, you're thinking, you know, what are they really going to do? Are they really going to come within 6 feet of me? So the attitudes towards security is different. And then you also have people kind of having this attitude of, you know, who cares? I don't have a job. I don't even know what my future is. You know, it's funny. When I grew up, I was like, okay, gosh, do not get a record. Not get a rap sheet. Okay, whatever you do, I don't care if you're hungry and you want that candy bar. Do not steal the candy bar, because if you are a criminal, it'll ruin you for life. You won't get a job. People can't get a job now. The concept of their career being whole after this whole, you know, debacle and cluster goes away, which is not going to go away. We're always going to have masks. Everybody's now going to want plexiglass and be afraid of, you know, debate flies and all that. I mean, people are just, we've just kind of changed, and now we're anti-germ. And I get that. I don't like germs. But it's going to change the way we do, you know, concerts and the way we do restaurants and all that. And so, the average person is like, so what if I spend a few days in jail? Plus, we're kind of becoming more animalistic in terms of being alpha. You know, I've noticed that people have been meaner to me. People I don't know. People I know that... But I mean, people I don't know have been kind of meaner. Like, you know, outside or, you know, whatever. See, I thought during this time, everybody would be like, you know, how you doing? How you holding up? Whatever. They're like, oh, you know, stand back. Or, you know, this is... I need my distance. I need whatever. And I want to go, you know what, kind of just chill. And I think maybe people want to fight. Remember, they're home with their wives for hours on end and their kids. They can't fight with the wife. They can't fight with the kids. Feels good to kind of fight. You can't be mad at Trump. You can't be mad at Biden. There's nobody to yell at. You can't yell at your governor. So there's a random person out there that, you know, is using the hand sanitizer wrong or standing too close to you in line. You're like, yeah. People want to fight, so they're looking for that excuse. So I think the uptick in violence that you see on the Strip is actually way lower than what you see throughout the country, and tourists feel safe. But Las Vegas needs to kind of get their act together, you know. And mind you, listen, you know, I grew up in Vegas when we had 99-cent shrimp cocktail, 99-cent prime rib or whatever. You know, I loved it when you could get cheap meals after 11 p.m. That's the only reason, you know, I was making $4 an hour working at Jack in the Box. So it was kind of nice to be able to, you know, not have to spend a whole paycheck, you know, on a meal. So, you know, I loved having cheaper meals. And all of a sudden, things got expensive. By the 90s, 2000s, you can't eat dinner in Las Vegas without dropping $100. You're like, what the hell? So I like that prices are going down, but it's still supposed to be an experience. And when you come to Vegas, you're supposed to have fun. You're supposed to party. You're supposed to giggle. You're supposed to smile. You take some risks. That's what it's all about. And unfortunately, with COVID, no risks. Now, don't let anybody see you smile. Cover that face up. No partying. Don't be over drinking. You got to stand apart. If you're going to come and gamble, you got to be around the plexiglass. So people aren't gambling like they used to. It's just not as fun. Yeah, I want to get crazy at a craps table. And I don't know if you've ever been to a poker tournament, man. Man, we tear it up. Poker tournaments are fun. I mean, I know that we always get told to shut up, but poker tournaments shouldn't be quiet. They're just like, yeah. It's no party atmosphere anymore. We're just not supposed to party. So instead of that atmosphere, it turns out to be, okay, are you up in my face? So... 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
there's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators are continuing to make their opening statements in the confirmation hearing for federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising that Democrats will not supply quorum for the votes needed to advance the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, saying that the confirmation process was not legitimate. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is refusing to give up hope when it comes to passing a new stimulus package.
We're asking for some targeted areas of assistance that would help this recovery. It is a V-shaped recovery, but there are key areas that could help. One, let's add on to unemployment assistance. The president's executive order is not going to go forever.
Kudlow speaking there on CNN. Talks are continuing between Democrats and the White House. This is USA Radio News. The curfew in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, ends today. It's been an unusual few days for people in one neighborhood since the Wisconsin National Guard started showing up every night with Humvees and armored trucks to protect the city from rioting. This man had people rioting and trespassing in his yard, and he decided he had had enough.
I was frustrated. I was fed up. And really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn, and something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more, and came running out my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was I was going to confront.
Jason Fritz speaking there on Fox News. Rioters in Portland Sunday night toppled statues of former presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. The rampage in a portion of downtown also saw criminals smash windows at Portland State University's police office, the Oregon Historical Society, and a number of other businesses. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe
hello, we are back. Hello. So what is wrong with me? Hi, I'm back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I don't know. I'm not very good with the camera. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. And I'm not good at doing my hair either. And I got some food in my teeth. It's just not an easy day for me. All right. So you know the good old days, you'd be like, man, I'm going to come home, and I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to get out of this place. Let's blow this popsicle stand. Go get some drinks. I want to know where that phrase came from. Let's blow this popsicle stand. I think it came from the 50s. So I think, you know, the guys, the greasers, you know, would be in like a diner and the owner of the diner would be there, and they wanted to leave, so they're like, man, let's blow this popsicle stand. And the guy that runs the diner is like, it's not a popsicle stand, we serve burgers. I do that all the time. I like being like, let's blow this popsicle stand. I like it, you know. The person's like, what does that mean? I don't know. It's just, it's something cool to say. I say popsicle without my lisp coming. You know, it's very hard for me to say the S words and stuff, so popsicle is kind of easy because there's that hard C. Well, alcohol consumption has risen exponentially among grown-ups. Now, Xers, boomers, millennials, they're drinking. 14% higher alcohol consumption, and they're drinking at all times of day. You know, I've told you, I've spoken with people, or I've done telemedicine, and you'll see their glass, you know, with video. You know, I'll be like, and I understand, you know, I'm Nevada, so maybe I'm seeing like a back east patient, and so I guess maybe it's like 3-4, but still, I'm looking, you're seeing beer, and you're seeing stuff, like, man, you know, is that a cold beer? Like, yeah, it's cold. You want one? Like, I can't, because it's like, you know, 11:30 my time. I can't. It's in the morning. So people are home, so they can drink. You know, it's not like I'm coming home from work, you know. People also, maybe they kind of want to feel like they're getting out of, you know, they're kind of getting away with something. You know, so they could later say, hey, dude, you know, I was drunk when I was working. No way, how? So, I mean, I thought people would kind of be over that by the end of March. You know, they're home, they're working from home, they're about to have a meeting, so they take a little sip. No. Alcohol, still going up. Plus, people might not be getting their physical therapy, people might not still be going to the gym. You know, people might be gaining weight, so things are going to hurt. And for us older folk, with arthritis and things like that, if you're not keeping up, if you're not keeping active, you're going to hurt. A lot of us are having back pain. You know, we're on a computer the whole time, and our neck and our back, and we really can't get a massage. You know how we used to like the cute one at work to come up and kind of massage our shoulders? I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, we don't have that cute one at work to do neck massages, you know? And so, you know, when you're like, hey, look, I got a crink in my neck, you know, and you ask your kids to help. They don't know what they're doing. So I'm like, So, you know, you're in more pain. So I see why people are kind of drinking more. And it's depressing as hell. You know, that trip you were hoping to take, can't take anymore. Your job might not exist anymore. Your company might, you know, to be in your 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s, and you having thought just 8 months prior that your job was going to be okay until you retired, pretty scary stuff. People are drinking. But an interesting study looked at the Gen Zs or the Zoomers. Now, by the way, Gen Zs don't like to be called Zoomers. Sorry, I have that myself. Sorry, I eat granola and the girl always seems to come back. So Gen Zs, I don't even think they like to be called Gen Zs. But the Boomers have had it with the Gen Zs, so they call them Zoomers. The Boomers are so sick and tired of the okay Boomer. Well, you know, in my day, okay Boomer. So they're like, you know what, you're a Zoomer. So because the majority of my listeners are Boomers, I'm with you on that. It's easier for me to say Zoomers. The Zoomers aren't as up into alcohol. Even the college students. I think they saw that, it, you know, maybe at the most 28%, that the Zoomers aren't as big on alcohol, but they are huge on pot. Now, I don't have the exact number of how many Zoomers are smoking pot. But if I had to do a sample size of kids I knew growing up and, you know, oh my gosh, I'd probably have to say 90%. Now, that worries me. Okay? Zoomers are one of the brightest generations yet. You know how smart I think the millennials are. These Zoomers, they're really smart. Well, the reason why these Zoomers are smart is because they're watching us ex-parents or they're watching Boomers and they're like, you want to know what? Why am I getting a degree why am I spending all this money for a degree that won't get me a job? Why am I buying a car when it just depreciates when it goes off the lot and I could just Uber and then I don't have to pay for insurance and all that? And I could get a different car any time. I don't even have to clean the car. I don't have to pay for gas. I can just Uber when I need a car. You know? Why do I have to move out of the house and pay rent? I got my own TV. I got my own computer. I got Wi-Fi here. What, you know, mom's working or drinking. So what's the big deal? Kids, they're smart. They're very practical. You know, they're not big on watching television shows. Remember we were with the millennial kids? We're like, oh, my God, they're watching too much TV. They're watching too much TV. You know, because we Xers had watched a lot of TV. Gosh, I saw every single I Love Lucy rerun growing up because there was nothing to do in 120-degree summer when I was growing up in Phoenix. So I would watch I Love Lucy and the Honeymooner reruns. Right? And then I didn't really like Gilligan's Island or Bewitched. I didn't like the 60s sitcoms in the 80s, but I loved the 50s. So I'd watch that. I didn't even watch Opie and Andy Griffith, but that bored me. I really, really liked I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy was cool. And the Honeymooners, I thought that was really cool. Ralph getting all mad. I'm like, oh, no, you're going to get a heart attack. No. But so we were all worried that the millennials were going to watch too much TV, and they were watching Baby Einstein videos and all that, and Barney. The Zoomers, they weren't watching Barney. I mean, maybe they watched a little Blue's Clues. Zoomers didn't like television. The shows were boring. I remember trying to get my kids to watch Sesame Street. They weren't into it. I love Sesame Street. Oh my God, I love Sesame Street. No, the kids aren't into it. They're like, if we want to see a scene, we'll just watch the scene on YouTube. And it's a 5-minute scene. They're so practical. So then why are they going to pot? You know, if they're one of the shrewdest, smartest, right, most keen generations yet that kind of get it and are kind of, you know, I'm going to play it safe and just kind of be perched, right, depending on what the hell happens. Why are they going to pot? Because they're bored. And that's just what people do. And pot feels good. And it's there. And it's legal. And it doesn't make you hungover the next day. Like, now, I've never gotten stoned, so correct me if I'm wrong. But I've drunk alcohol, and the next day I get a headache, and I don't feel that good. And there's calories to alcohol, and there's sugar to alcohol. And the Zoomers are seeing all this stuff online saying alcohol can cause, you know, miscarriages, can cause fetal defects, can cause cancer. They're not that big on alcohol. And you know what? Alcohol doesn't taste that good. Remember, the Zoomers are anti-soda. Zoomers don't drink a lot of soda. They like seltzer. They like the little 5-hour energy. But the Zoomers were vapors. The Zoomers didn't get their buzz off of soda and sugar because we got rid of all that as Xers, as parents. So they're not going to drink, if they're going to try Crown or Jack or Bacardi or, you know, whatever, Grey Goose, they'll be like, ugh, they're just not big on the sodas. And if they're at the parents' house, the parents don't have soda, there's really not a lot of mixers. I notice my kids don't go into the bar. Just the alcohol doesn't taste that good. You know, it's just not worth it. But, so, for, you know, young people now, just going to pot seems easy. So what does that mean? What's the ramifications for us? Well, I worry about the dependence. Now, I've never really smoked pot, so I don't know how long it takes for you to smoke a strain and go, you want to know what? This ain't working anymore. I need something stronger. Or the stuff's just not doing it for me anymore. I don't know how long it takes for you to need stronger and then stronger and then stronger. So the thing I worry about with disease is are we going to have a very dependent generation on marijuana who's very drug dependent? Also the gateway drugs. Or is it that they're going to need super strong, super duper strong, not the 1960 strong. We're talking like super, super, super strong, which, because from what I understand, the 1960s strong is something that would knock me out, but it wouldn't knock out anybody else because everybody else has been used to the other ones. And then we need disease to build this country up. We need disease to come up with the ingenuity. And if they're kind of like, ain't no thing but chicken wing, we might need the millennials and the Xers and the boomers to wake up a little bit and try to get this country back on its road. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia in the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Eskimo Pie is getting rid of its name due to its the derogatory undertones. Apparently, they are changing. The Eskimo Pie name is being changed to Eddie's Pie. Eddie's Pie. Eskimo Pie, I'm not a big ice cream eater. Eskimo Pies is like, it's a vanilla ice cream bar that has chocolate on the outside. And to me, I just want chocolate. I have a big problem with chocolate being, you know, sullied with something cold that could give you a headache, ice cream headache. I don't really like the vanilla. Just let me eat my chocolate, so I'm a happy girl. But anyway, Eskimo Pie decided on a new name 3 months after it acknowledged that its original name was offensive towards Native Arctic communities. Beginning early 2021, you will see it called Eddie's Pie. I guess it's a nod to one of the company's founders, Joseph Eddie. It's also a familiar name because its maker, Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream, markets food under the Eddie's name under the U.S. East Coast. So the name Eskimo has long been used by non-Native groups to refer collectively to Inuit and Yupik people, quote, according to the Alaska Native Language Center of the University of Alaska. This name is considered derogatory in many other places because it was given by non-Inuit people and was said to mean eater of raw meat. Linguists say the word has another origin based on a word meaning to net snowshoes. That's what the Language Center said on the website. So, I mean, we use terms so many times, and we just don't realize what it's what their backgrounds are. And until somebody goes, you know, that's kind of not very, you know, nice to say. And you're like, but I thought it was in the Webster's Dictionary. You know, I thought somebody who lives out in the cold, you know, and wears fur and has an igloo is, you know, no, there's more to it. So apparently, head of marketing for Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream said our mission at Dreyer's is to bring joy to everyday life with ice cream, and we look forward to our new Eddie's Pie ice cream bars continuing to do just that. So they did announce plans for the name change in June. It took a little while. And Nestle-owned company has joined other brands in overhauling brands and logos such as Aunt Jemima, Cream of Wheat, Uncle Ben's. So Eskimo Pie has been used for nearly a century. It's one of the first brands to actually announce a new name change. Several companies said they would change their logo shortly after the death of George Floyd, which obviously ignited a nationwide racial reckoning. So corporate America is now, you know, reevaluating some of the things, just like Uncle Ben's changed its name to Ben's Original. Washington football team, I don't know how long the previous Redskins are going to be called Washington football team, but they needed to take off. It's been years that they've been debating it. So they, while they are finding a new team and new logo, they're using the term Washington football team. Some people think it was, you know, supposed to be a slight or a joke or a, I just think it was the less risky thing. I think everybody's in damage control right now. And they just don't want to be last man standing. And they were like, look, we'll just call it the Washington football team. We'll have the same colors. And once we come up with a name and a logo, we will. Apparently it does take a while because they have to get the trademark. You know, you can't just randomly come up with a new logo because everything, the t-shirts, the jerseys, the signage, I mean, everything gets changed. So it has to be something that doesn't get accosted later or attacked later. So they need to really do their due diligence and figure out that whatever they are going to use isn't going to be something that's, you know, it's interesting, like the Cougars, not the Cougars, is it the Jaguars and the Panthers, you know? It'll be very interesting to see if there's any backlash with that because, you know, you hear the sounds when, you know, the Panther's about to attack or whatever. I mean, I don't think anything of it. I'm like, okay, what's a cougar or a panther? But, you know, somebody might find that insulting to animals. And how we are, it's arguments can be made for so many things. But Washington football team is as safe as they believe they can make it. Even though it's not Washington State, it's Washington, because they're the Washington Redskins. So I'm sure there might be some people going, yeah, but Seattle Seahawks is Washington's team. All right, let's talk about astrology and your money woes. I found this interesting. Website Psychic World surveyed 2,400 people on their attitudes to money to see if there was any correlation between the traits attributed to their astrological star or astrological beam and their money issues. They found that Aries, about 61%, Aries had the biggest trouble with money. 61% said they struggled with money. Libra, 56%. Cancer, 52%. Taurus 53, Aquarius 48, Sagittarius 45%, Gemini, that's me, 43%, Virgo 39%, Scorpio 38%, Capricorn 35%, Leo 33%, and Pisces seem to struggle with money the least at 32%. So why was Aries the worst? Well, according to this psychic website, they said they were the worst in overall money management. They say that Aries, and again, I'm no expert in this, but this is what they're saying. They say Aries are big believers in the mantra that money is made to be spent, and they are prone to impulsive purchases. Psychic World found Aries to be the worst with money. 61% struggle with their finances. Of those surveyed, 72% admitted that they live paycheck to paycheck, which is kind of, I guess, you know, they say not very surprising because Aries likes to, you know, have the money and use it. They say Aries need to implement hard work of their finances in order to improve their relationship with money. Taurus. Now, Taurus means you're born April 20th to May 20th. And they say 53% of Tauruses struggle with their finances. Doesn't everybody struggle with their finances? Anyway, they said the majority had no more than $2,000 in their savings. And they said that they have a strong love for anything expensive, gorgeous, and sparkly. So Tauruses have issues with saving because they like, I guess, big, sparkly, impulsive purchases. Gemini, that's me. Geminis, they say, we're the biggest financial risk takers. No. You guys know. That's not me. So we've been known for being unpredictable and impulsive. We are the biggest financial risk takers. They say 43% of Geminis admitted to struggling with their finances. 62% spent over half of their pay before the end of the month. They said Geminis are known for following the next adventure and would rather excitement than safety, and money is no exception to this rule. Their charismatic and spontaneous personality, I am charismatic, can certainly get in the way of their bank account. Nah, I'm a saver. No. I am a saver. No way. Man, I told you guys to save on toilet paper. I peed in the shower. Cancer. Cancer means you were born between June 22nd and June 22. They are the worst at avoiding temptation, they said. They also had less than average $2,000 saved. This is in their survey of 2,200 people. They say Cancer signs find it hard to hold a tight leash on their finances with the temptation of new clothes, a trip to the pub, or latest gadgets for them to say no. So they like toys. I think my brother was a Cancer, and I think he liked stuff like that. Me, I'm like, I'll save it, because I'm just going to break the tool. Now, Leos. Leos are the best savers. Leos are July 23rd to August 22nd. They're a lot more careful with their money. Only one in three Leos struggle with money. They do have a taste for the good life. Sometimes like to indulge. You know, 35% might be impulsive, but Leos are known to be very careful with their money. Virgos, they like to dip into their savings. Well, being, you know, called virgin your whole life, you know, you're probably like, you know what, heck with this. But they say Virgos are analytical. They're practical. But many of them do also struggle. They do love to spend. I guess Mercury is their ruling planet. They don't have expensive taste, but, you know, they do have smart saving plans, and they might be a little bit more savvy. Libras, they say, are the worst at living within their means. Scorpio is the worst at blowing their monthly budget. Sagittarius, they say, is the most likely to go bankrupt. Well, that's because they're right before Christmas time. Capricorns are the most likely to stick to a budget. Well, that's because they had a Christmas birthday, and they, you know, Capricorns grew up going, wait a second, right? Christmas and my birthday were combined, so my parents saved on two presents all the time and just gave me one. So that's probably what's going on with Capricorn. 1-877, that's all, don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.